Welcome to the Morning Mix podcast on a Friday.
Yeah, it's a fun farty Friday.
Woo! What's that word you use for farts? Let's find out. That came your way today. Not only that, but also to keep the gas idea going, sometimes you run out of it.
Yeah.
Right?
From having a lot of gas to having no gas.
Yeah, your car is puttering along, as it were. And it was Friday, so we had to do a Friday 3 style in honor of our guy Jeff Goldblum, Jurassic World Dominion. It all came together.
Yeah.
Kind of.
It did. Yeah.
Is he even going to include it on the podcast? Do we know? We'll find out. You'll find out right now on the Morning Mix podcast. I won't lie to you guys because I can't and I never do. Maybe in an email, but not face to face. Now, more texts than we've ever gotten before this morning.
Because we all love talking about it.
And everybody in the world does it.
Everybody farts, right?
Well,
what is the word or the phrase that you use to describe that in your house? Like with our 3-year-old, everybody's tooting.
Yep.
Right? We're all tooting all the time. So we said text us at 60123 from a 630. Oh, yeah, in our house, that's a butt smooch.
Oh, butt smooch.
Mommy, I had a butt smooch. Like, uh-oh, watch out. We call them gas bombs. That's right. 708, this one's pretty straight to the point. Ask ass. Yeah, I like that one. 708, that's a barking spider.
Barking spider?
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Not bad. 708, hey, come to attention because that's an anal salute.
Whoa.
Yeah.
All right. 773, we call it fluff. Oh, I had a little fluff.
Okay, that sounds so calm.
Yeah. I've never heard this one from a 708. Yeah, we call that splitting pumpkins. Sorry, splitting pumpkins over here. What? 331, it's a butt opera. They're classy. They're classy. 847, this is more scientific. That's a methane leak. Oh, sorry, guys. I had a little methane leak there. My bad. I'll move forward. We're all good. It's fine. Pass gas, a classic one. 219, that's a pooter. Oop. Pooter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 630. Hey, who's buzzing in here? Which one of you guys is buzzing? Who cut the cheese? Another classic.
Oh, yeah.
Right? 708, busting that hiney. Watch out. We've got ripping ass. That's a nice one. Sure a 317, I crack a rat.
Oh, that's a good one.
Crack a rat?
Yeah, you've never heard crack a rat?
No,
I've never heard that either.
Why
doesn't even really make sense.
No,
it's but I don't know the origin, but I've not heard that in so long. I love it.
Man.
Crack a rat.
Well,
oh, that's a good one.
Maybe because it's rat is fart without the F, right?
Fart. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Frat.
Frat.
Wait, well,
if you rearrange the other letters,
it a little bit.
If you rearrange all the letters and take away one, then yes.
I literally was like, that is so right. I'm so right.
Frat. Yes.
Okay, nice. 708, crack a frat. Hey, I theta kite over here. My bad.
Yeah.
Hang on. I got a sig tau. Watch
sorry.
Out. In our house, we called it a boot toot and boogie.
Mm.
Little zoot suit riot on it. Boot toot boogie. Boogie.
Yeah.
It's a fun one.
I just looked up crack a rat online.
What'd they say?
Well, they don't really give the origin. They do say it's similar to the Australian phrase of opened your lunch. But it is a way to say someone has flatulated without offending geriatric ears.
Geriatric
Wait,
ears.
Now you have to look up open your lunch.
Open your
that
lunch.
Like,
yeah, I hope no one said that. I don't want to steal thunder
please,
from a text
don't worry
line.
From an 815. Oh, my colon left a voicemail.
Now that's funny.
What? I like this 708. My brother would say this. What crawled up your ass and died?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Classic. That's a fun one.
Usually when someone's upset, though, right? Usually you
I think
like,
so. Why are you in such a foul mood?
Crawled up your ass and died.
Yeah, right. Like, right.
Yeah.
Wow, these are great. Trees are barking. This is a good one. Barking spiders. More of those in here. When my daughter was younger, she would say it was a bean dip. 708. Oh, little bean dip. Sorry.
You got to be careful with those.
Yeah, that's more than a fart.
Yeah.
I like this family. No one else used names. This 708. I'm going to say it because you texted it. In the Bremer household, we call those fanny bubbles.
Oh.
Oh, I got a little fanny bubble. Bloop. Oop, sorry. 847's dropping ass. Yep. Who among us is not?
Right.
219. They get letters from Mr. Turd. Ooh. Got another letter from Mr. Turd.
Oh my God.
Better go in there and read it.
That's really
foul.
Funny. And funny.
It's pretty gross, right? These are great. Wow. Putt-putts. That's fun from an 847. Ooh, little putt-putt. 708. I'm sorry. My pants are coughing. I apologize. My pants have a cough.
Yeah.
My apologies. Just to clear the air there.
Yeah.
My bad. Holy cow. That is wonderful. And finally, from an 815, a little booty kiss for you. There you go. Can't go wrong. If you are farting, there are plenty of options for you.
Right. Totally.
I think for me, I'm going to start working in my pants or coffin.
I'm gonna
I like that.
Crack a rat.
Yeah, bring
I'm
back.
Pretty sure I heard that from a grandpa or something. Yeah,
bring back crack
or
a rat.
Open your lunch.
Yes, open your lunch. That will not offend the geriatric.
Nobody will mind that.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
In at number three, Popeyes is selling fried chicken for 59 cents in honor of their 50th anniversary. So as part of the month-long celebration, the chicken restaurant is offering a special deal that will have customers celebrating like it's 1972, the
wow.
year that the brand was founded. They're going to be starting all of this on June 12th. Popeyes is selling a throwback deal for the signature fried chicken that gave kind of the fast food chain, you know, their popularity for more than half a century or a half century. Locations are going to be offering two pieces of popular bone-in chicken for 59 cents, the same price it was in 1972.
Finally, something is cheaper.
Yes, exactly. Let's go.
The chicken cutlets you were looking for.
Watch yes. out. Okay, here that's fantastic news.
Oh
that's
God.
Monday.
Oh,
all right.
I know. And from that exciting news to Beyonce news, she is trending right now after she removed her profile pictures from all of her social media accounts. Everyone is excited, a little scared, a little confused, but they're excited to see what maybe the next step is, because normally when artists do this, mm-hmm. they're about to unfold some or, you know, give us something new.
Launch something.
Right. Okay. So they're wiping the slate clean so that they can really promote the next big thing and create a buzz around their name as if Beyonce needed any more buzz.
Maybe she'll show up with J-Hope at Lollapalooza.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
That would be crazy.
Yeah.
That would be so much royalty in one spot.
Right.
And finally, in at number one, Rebel Wilson has come out as a member of the LGBTQIA+ community by introducing her fans to her new girlfriend. She posted a picture of her and her new girlfriend, Ramona Agruma, and she wrote, I thought I was searching for a Disney prince, but maybe what I really needed all this time was a Disney princess. Hashtag love is love.
Yeah.
And the Pitch Perfect star also in May had changed her status to happily in a relationship but never said with who
Ooh.
Or what. So it's nice to know that means at least they've been together since May.
Right.
And now they've come out together, which is very exciting. And this is obviously all in celebration. Also, June,
it's Pride Month.
Pride Month, yeah.
That's fantastic. Good for Rebel. Awesome news.
I know. It's just kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I didn't see it coming. Didn't understand. You know, I'm excited for her, but she's had a lot of changes recently too. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And that new movie on Netflix.
Yeah.
Senior Year.
Senior Year. Yeah, that's the one.
Very exciting.
We watched it. Much more happy for her on the relationship. The movie with meh.
Movie not so great.
Well, at least she's got love.
Yeah, but she's got love.
Yeah.
Who needs anything else?
That was your flash briefing.
This is the Morning Mix podcast.
I worked here from 08 to 2016. And at the end, Big Karwowski gave me a framed Mix concert event poster signed by my guy, Jason Mraz.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. And also by the Bare Naked Ladies and Liz Phair.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
And now, full circle, it's back in my office here.
Aww,
I took it home.
Yeah.
And then my wife was like, why don't you bring that one back?
Yeah.
Maybe bring that one back.
Yeah,
why not?
Good place for it.
Hey, Alex, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Not bad. What'd you take from work?
I took a screen projector.
Oh.
A whole projector? Like an HD, you can watch movies in your backyard projector?
Well, it's not a very good one, but yes, that's what I took.
Now, did they know you took it, or did you kind of just sneak out with it?
I snuck out with it.
Okay, so theft.
They
had no clue it was there.
Wow.
Okay. They never used it.
Yeah.
I was there for 7 years.
You earned it.
It wasn't like you were working in a movie theater. And then they're like, wait a minute. There was something in this spot before.
Like, what am I going to do now? We can't show. What am I going to do? Oh, my gosh. All right. Chad, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
What did you take from work?
So I used to work in retail, and we had a whole summer display with a giant Cheez It camping chair.
Wow.
Yeah.
After the display was done, I was put in charge of getting rid of it. And I took it home.
You're darn right. You did
what they told you.
Yeah. You mean no one wants this Cheez-It chair? That's what you're telling me?
It had a whole backboard with two hoops and a couple of small basketballs.
That's wonderful.
I'm going to take it camping this weekend.
The Cheez-It chair.
Chad, I love this. So you're still using it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
About 10 years later, yeah.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Unreal.
And Cheez-Its is quite literally my favorite snack. So look at this, man. That is awesome, Chad. It's like, yeah, I'm taking it camping. Still use it all the time. Good for Chad. That's great. Fantastic.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Nikki, do you use emojis a lot in texting?
I do. Yeah, yeah.
I don't. I guess I sometimes I have a couple I like to use.
Yeah.
The running guy is your go-to for you.
No. Only in that one thread where I was trying to claim Swanee was... lighting one up, and it looked like he was farting.
Yeah, I thought he was farting.
He was running away from the smoke.
Man, I thought maybe he was riding like the wind.
He was a little bit, wasn't he? Yeah. Boy, all the way down to the border of Mexico.
That's right.
I guess I just used it wrong.
Yeah.
And for shame, because there are emojis people have been using wrong all the while.
Yep.
Study has been done now to show you which emojis you're using wrong. For example, the grimacing face.
Okay.
That's the one where you're like, oh, like kind of gritting its teeth.
Yeah.
Yep, yep.
Oh.
People seem to use this thing for an angry thing, but actually it's supposed to be a sign of nervousness, awkwardness, or embarrassment.
Yeah.
But some people use it to imply anger in their thread instead.
Yeah.
And they're saying it's not angry. It's more like, ugh. It's like the ugh.
Or like, uh-oh.
Moment.
That's what I feel like it says.
Ugh.
Like, uh-oh.
Right. But they say people are using that one wrong all the time. The other one is the face with the smoke coming out of the nose, which maybe would have been better used for the Swanee moment.
Right.
But this one said that it's generally used to demonstrate anger and frustration. But actually, people tend to use it to say they're sneezing.
Really?
Oh.
Is there?
Well,
yeah.
I don't know about that.
Is there a sneezing one then?
There's not a sneezer.
Then you need one.
Well, I thought there's one with the tissue.
There's one with the tissue.
Now there's one with the tissue.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there wasn't for a long time.
The other one now is the woman or man with their hand kind of up next to them,
like
next
the
to their face.
Yeah.
Now that one, people say that this is actually the information desk person. But a lot of people use it for whatever.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to be like a concierge look.
It is basically.
That's what they're claiming, the designer of the emojis.
Huh.
Are you looking at them right now, V?
Yeah, I'm looking them all up.
I thought you were like watching YouTube videos.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was like, wow, she is really into that thing over there.
Very possible.
Got it.
I don't know.
So,
now
there's the one where there's like the oh shucks with two hands.
Yeah.
Then there's one with one hand.
The shucks one is really obviously.
The shucks one's obviously shucks.
Okay.
The one hand almost looks like a server without the tray.
Yep.
Yeah.
They say that that's supposed to be the information desk person saying, can I help you? But often people use it more like, I don't know.
Oh, see, I think people use it as, see, you're wrong. Like,
oh, interesting.
Proving a point.
See, see. Now, the upside down smiley face people often use, and it's misunderstood, it can easily represent sarcasm and, you know, silliness and sort of an oh well type of moment.
Yeah.
But people often use it to be like, I'm frustrated with you. Like, you're not understanding me. Upside down smiley face.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I don't know that people use it that way.
Yeah.
I generally see it used as more of like, man, can you believe that?
Like craziness. Like, it's all
wild.
Upside down.
What's going on?
My mom likes to use smiley emojis all the time. But sometimes parents get it wrong. You know, they're trying to keep up with the times, but they're sending all the wrong things. When did your parent or someone in your life use emojis wrong? It's like, I understand that you need me to stop at the grocery store, but we can't need that many eggplants. This is getting weird.
Right?
Oh, God.
Emojis can be confusing. Mm-hmm. We got a text. You know the Bitmoji where you can make it look like you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Text from an 847. My mom used to cut and paste other people's Bitmojis that were sent to her. They didn't look anything like her, but she didn't understand that they were sending her emojis that looked like, wow, look at these. They're making custom. This is... No. That's not what... Crazy.
Like it was the perfect face or exactly what she needed to say for that. So she just sent her friend Susan's
red-haired
emoji.
And not necessarily an emoji, but close enough. An 847, my dad always thought LOL was lots of love.
Yeah.
Oh.
And you see those all the time.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
It's a sign off. Lots of love. See you. And it's Aunt Esther, what are they laughing about?
Yeah. Aunt Esther passed. LOL. What?
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
That's horrible.
No. That ain't right.
Poor Esther.
Oh, my God.
Good morning, Trudy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing pretty well. You had a misused emoji in your life?
I did. It was actually me. I kept sending the new, when the poop emoji first came out, it was new. And I kept sending it to my daughter because I thought it was a Hershey's Kiss.
That's great.
Wow.
Why are you giving me the poop?
These
are kisses for you.
Wow.
Oh, so how long did it go on before she was like, Ma, this is poop?
But like 2 weeks.
Oh,
unbelievable.
My gosh.
Oh, I love that so much.
Give her Hershey Kisses and say, oh, here's a kiss for you.
Yeah, you're like, why is that poop smiling?
She's putting, eyes. She's putting like the lip print one next to it, like kissing poop.
It's
and
poop.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Trudy, yeah. That is hilarious.
That is so
oh, my
funny.
Goodness.
That is.
You're listening to the Morning Mix podcast.
In high school, we all were like running it to the needle and everybody, you know, you only had, you know, a couple bucks or whatever. And so it would be like no air conditioning, yep. No radio.
Nope.
Everybody stay quiet. But Lori, you ran out of gas once. What happened?
I ran out of gas in the Burger King drive-thru.
What a whopper.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
It was quite a whopper.
So, okay, so you're in the drive-thru. Had you already ordered? Were you between windows?
Between windows.
Oh, no.
Ended up having the manager come out, going to the gas station, getting me gas, and putting it in my car to get me the heck out of there.
Well, at least you had lunch waiting. That's not bad.
What a manager.
Oh, my gosh.
He was fantastic.
Yeah.
And you're married to him now. Eventually, someone's going to say yes. Eventually, someone's going to say yes. They're going to be like, I am, and we'll know. That's hilarious. Burger King drive-thru. Like, uh-oh. Hey, Joanne, good morning. You ran out of gas?
Yes, I did.
What happened?
I had just taken my husband to work, and this is when you were limited to where you could get gas on certain days.
Oh, yeah.
And it was my turn to get gas, and I drove into the gas station, and my car just died right there.
Oh, my gosh.
Pump. Well, that's a good place for it to die.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. It's like, well, at least I'm where I need to be.
Yeah.
I love
that
her.
That worked out. She's the best. Yeah. Hi, Jenny. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
How are you today?
Oh, just lovely. How are you doing?
Good, good. You got plenty of gas today, right?
Oh, most definitely, yes.
But you ran out of gas at a little bit of a get-together?
Yes. We were having my daughter's 13th birthday party at an ice rink. And I knew I was low, but there was no gas stations around. It was on Friday the 13th, noon. And when we got out of the ice rink, everyone got loaded into the car. I couldn't get my car started because it was a lot lower than I thought it was.
Oh,
so I
no.
had to call and have somebody bring out gas.
Wow. Now, your daughter, it was her 13th birthday.
No.
Were all of her 13-year-old friends around to watch this happen?
Oh, yeah, in the car with me.
Oh, no. Was she like, Mom, come on.
Yeah. The party was over. We were on the way back to my house for the sleepover.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she got delayed a little bit.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, but it all came together eventually. Once the gas got in the car, you did the sleepover, the whole thing.
Yes.
All right. Woo, phew. You don't want the run out of gas and ruin a 13-year-old's birthday party.
The wrath of a bunch of 13-year-old girls.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
But you know they were leaning into his Friday the 13th, so maybe they thought it was a little cool.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, yeah, you're right. Maybe that night they watched that horror movie, right?
Yep.
The sleepover.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Greg, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Man, yours also included some injury? What happened?
So my wife and I were driving home in December from dinner. And we had a faulty gas gauge. We didn't know it was faulty at the time, but we ran out of gas. And I was able to pull into the turning lane on Green Bay Road, but that's as well as I could do. So we had traffic going both ways. It felt kind of dangerous. And I thought, listen, I've pushed 100 cars out of snowbanks over the years. There's no problem here. I can push this car and we can make the turn onto a side street. And I got behind it and I got into position and I started to push and I heard a pow.
No.
And I ruptured my Achilles tendon.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
Oh, that happened to Kobe Bryant and to Greg.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Did that end in surgery?
Got surgery, but I'm doing great now. And then we found out the gauge was faulty. And I'm like, darn, this happened not for my fault. But
yeah.
There you go.
Quick follow up. Okay, so you get behind the car, you go to push it, you blow out your Achilles immediately. Is there a 911 call or what? Like,
well, actually, we'd already called the police, and they had a car there, and the guy said, yeah, I'll help you. Yeah, sure, we'll both push. And I was just trying to get my footing, so I started pushing before we even had it in neutral. I just figured, you push a wall's not going to move, but you'll at least get a sense if you have, like, you know, friction from your shoes.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But then the guy said, should we call an ambulance over to check you out? And I'm like, I know what this is. You know, I'm going to have to go and see an orthopedic surgeon, and going to be terrible. If he goes, let me call someone. And the next thing we know, there's a full hook and ladder truck and an ambulance and another car. And everyone's looking at me thinking, there's a drunk guy who shouldn't be driving in December. It was bad. But,
wow.
But it all worked out.
That is insane. Blew out the Achilles. The gas takes a back seat. Like, I got to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? And finally, Natalia. Hi, Natalia. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys?
Doing really well. You ran out of gas in the not even in the U.S. What were you doing?
No, I lived in Germany for 12 years, and I went to school there. I was a student, and I would visit my parents every weekend, and I was driving home with no money in my pocket and ran out of gas on the Autobahn.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no.
Yeah, fun times. Oh. I had to tell my dad, and he actually had to come out and help me out and bring gas along with him. So it was like a 911 situation that I had to ask my dad for help.
That has to be terrifying. Cars are flying by at like 80, 90, 100, because they can go as fast as they want on the Autobahn, right?
Exactly,
yeah. My goodness.
I feel like I've seen on the Kennedy, for example, where if somebody is stalled in a middle lane, maybe some police will come out and kind of provide like a little bit of a shield if they can't actually escort the person off the road. Like, did anybody come out to at least kind of shield you from the other vehicles that are speeding by?
Yeah, I mean, they tried to push the car to the side so that nobody hits me because, not everybody's paying attention to it.
Right.
It was quite dangerous, and I was shaking.
Oh, my goodness.
I generally have anxiety to get gas. I don't know what it is about gas stations. So I always wait until last minute to get gas.
Not
so
anymore, right?
It still happens.
Oh, my goodness. Natalia, can I ask you, do you speak German?
I do. I'm fluent in Russian and German, and they learned some French in school. So yeah.
Is there any chance in German we could get you to say that I love the morning mix?
Ich liebe morgen mix.
Oh, come on!
Ich liebe morgen
beautiful! Boy, that's awesome! So, Natalia, you were in Germany, you said 12 years you lived there?
Yeah, I was born in Kazakhstan.
Wow.
Back then it was still a part of Soviet Union, and then my family moved to Germany in 1995, and we lived right out there 12 years, and then I got bored because I have, like, the gypsy blood, I guess. And I was like, what could I do? Let's just move to a different country.
Yeah,
so I applied as an au pair for France, UK, and
France.
And the first two families who called me were actually from Illinois.
Oh, no way. You're like, I'll go to the middle of it. Why not?
And they didn't know anything about Chicago. And when I arrived here in September and, you know, kind of experienced the first winter, I was like, what the hell?
Should have done a little research.
Not a rare reaction.
And then somehow you stumbled upon us on the morning mix, and everything got better immediately.
Awesome.
Yeah, look at that. Awesome. Well, Natalia,
Thank you.
The best. What radio show did you listen to over there in Germany?
I'm sorry?
What radio show was it in Germany? Was it like Hans and Franz in the morning? Or
No, it was the energy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, energy.
Duh, crank it and rip the knob off.
For
I love
Autobahn.
That.
The Autobahn. Come on.
Natalia, you are the best. Thank you so much for calling in.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2.
Soundcheck. Soundcheck. This is Nikki's Soundcheck.
We have
on the morning
bads and a good coming up in just a second. I'll let you know. That
sounds a little like a sitcom.
Yeah,
it kind of does, right?
So, but we'll start with the Grammys because they really, really, really want you to watch them.
Please.
So they're coming up with some new awards that will hopefully entice you. Look at Songwriter of the Year Non-Classical, Best Alternative Music Performance, Best Score Soundtrack for Video Games, and Other Interactive Media. So that's going to be an interesting one.
Okay.
Yeah.
While a special merit award will be handed out for Best Song for Social Change.
Wow. Now, Songwriter won because a best song is about the writing anyway, but okay.
I don't totally get that because, you get like the best song, then the best album.
Right.
Yeah. But
it's just like the James Taylor Award goes to.
Maybe this is the way of kind of clearing that up.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just saying, this is the songwriter.
Okay,
you know?
Cool.
They're saying it's the top priority to represent the music, the people we serve, and entails our love. They give a whole press, press release here basically saying, please watch us.
That's what they should do.
Yeah.
I just love that they'll have to be like, and the Grammy goes to.
Exactly.
Ha. Congratulations.
Yes.
DOS 08.
The banana peel spinout on Mario Kart. Yeah. So look for that.
Yeah.
And then Halsey. So Halsey, there's a lot going on. So we'll start with, first off, suing a former nanny right now. So there's a nanny situation. Ashley Funches is her name. Is reportedly suing the singer for disability discrimination because she's saying that she was fired for taking time off for a medical procedure. Now, Halsey is saying, no, it was actually discovered the nanny was intoxicated while the child was in her care.
Not great.
So that's the basis behind that. The case is still ongoing. So there's a lot of kind of back and forth with that. So that's that's one of the bads.
Okay, that's one bad.
Another bad for Halsey here. You might have seen she's been trending on Twitter because she had a show in Maryland earlier this week at a pavilion, kind of like, I believe it's like our Tinley, you know what I mean?
So your big outdoor music space in that area.
So you've got, you know, the seats, then you get the lawn. Anyway, there was a flash flood warning for the area. So the weather got very severe, and people started piling in as the weather was bad. And they have videos of, like, tons and tons of water and rain going through the seats. There was apparently like a dead animal on the stage from all the rain. They kicked into the crowd. It was just a bad situation. And then they decided to cancel the show at the last minute.
So people are already there.
People were there.
And drenched already.
And soaked. Yeah. And they don't know who to blame in the situation. Right. Is it Halsey? Is it the venue? So they've come out and said, Maryland, I don't even know what to say. If you missed me live, I'll post something soon explaining what happened. But right now I'm heartbroken and panicked. And I just want you to know that when you get home safely. I love you guys more than anything. And then went on to say in a later post, they are beyond disappointed by the way the venue handled everything. And the rescheduled date will be happening somewhere else. I hear you guys loud and clear, I promise.
Okay.
So if you see some of the videos, I mean, it's a lot of water.
Yeah.
So
it is, yeah.
Definitely was a little dangerous. Now, ironically, Halsey has a new song out called So Good.
Oh, great. Okay, perfect. Yeah, perfect timing. Nailed it.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Well, these are the top six benefits of lovemaking. As according to WebMD.
Benefits.
This is a benefits, right? So if you ever need either a reason or you're trying to convince your partner that, you know, you still have a good... Look, we got like 3 minutes before I have to go to sleep. Come on.
Right.
In at number six, your top benefits of lovemaking, it eases stress.
Yeah.
That's right.
Generally, at least for one of you, right?
Yeah.
It causes stress for the other.
For the other. Right. But
so what? It evens out. Everybody's
that's
back
that's
to even.
What partnership is about. You're here to support one another.
Yeah.
It's a give and take in a relationship.
Yep.
And at number five on the top benefits of lovemaking, it keeps your immune system strong.
Hey, there you go.
You might be sick of them, but boy, if you guys get down, that's going to really boost up that immunity. Right?
We all
if this
know.
Wasn't from WebMD, I would question this.
Yeah.
Right.
But... I'll take
this
it.
Is actually just me reading some ideas to my wife.
Pretty much.
I'm just doing it on the air.
Yeah.
But hey, Aim, I got some thoughts for us. Here we are. In at number four, if you go to see your doctor, you can find out all sorts of things about your body.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can just go to WebMD and figure out how to solve the problem. Because in at number four, a benefit of lovemaking is it will lower blood pressure.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Right? Again, at least for one of you. Because the other is like, get off of me, you sweaty clown. You know what I mean?
I feel like this is very personal.
Sorry.
Even Violetta wants to leave the room now.
Right.
She wants to go cry in that dark room listening to Halsey again.
You know?
That's fine.
Wow.
Hey, well, you want to be there with all your pineapple swing bits and all that.
Oh, my gosh.
These are the top benefits of lovemaking. We head to number three as we make our way up. Look, so you hear these stories all the time, but truthfully, it works. If you want to lower your risk of heart attack.
Yes.
Right? You do once in a while. You hear about the grabber in the middle of it.
Yeah,
but,
except for that one guy.
That one guy. Oh, rooting for all of us.
My grandma has this story. She told me about someone in the village. Was with his mistress and had a heart attack.
Boy, and how did your grandma find out, Violetta? Interesting. Boy, there was a guy, there was a mistress. Ooh, 1 + 1 = it was her. Okay.
I normally, you know when you're listening to like a story, you're like, yeah, I'm not really listening. Like, just keep talking. And then I'm like, wait, what did you just say? Now I need to know what neighbor and where.
Yeah, hang on a second.
I like that it has that cautionary fable vibe about it, though. Like, he was with the mistress.
That's
right.
See
what happened to him.
See what happened to him, huh?
You might want to stay faithful next time, Bruno.
It's very close to my dad's name, so can we avoid that?
In at number two on the mixed top six benefits of making love, it helps women with bladder control.
Oh, see? You're helping
this
us.
This isn't just about me.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
It's about you, right? And that goes either way with whoever your partner is, whatever you're doing in there. Don't matter. It's going to help with that bladder control.
Yeah.
Right?
Man.
Yeah. Look, I'm not making it up. WebMD did.
Uh-huh. Bladder control.
I'm going to put a laminated version of this in our nightstand.
Yeah.
There it is.
Did that only say women with bladder control?
This only says women, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
there is, in the top 10, there is some prostate cancer facts that will help make it less likely. So for, you know, there you go. But
Everybody wins.
Everybody wins, right? And in at number one, the top benefit of lovemaking, call Peloton and let them know it counts as exercise.
Okay. There you go.
Come on. Right. Keep your Fitbit on.
Yeah.
You want to track that. It's a good 90 seconds of exercise that you need in there.
Right.
It's like a cardio burst.
Yeah, burst. That's what it is. You're watching, you know, you're done and you get that alert. Do you want to track that workout?
Yeah.
You burned 12 calories.
Right.
And the other person's like, you need to get up and walk around.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Take a breath.
Take a deep breath.
This is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Jurassic Park, Jurassic Park 2, Jurassic Park 3, Jurassic World 2, and now Jurassic World 3. Six whole movies they made about extinct animals.
Pretty good.
Well, how much more could you want?
It's incredible.
How much more stretching could we do before we get this person on hold?
I don't know.
Who is here now.
Oh, good.
But just have not, we just don't. They're still.
You're going to pull something. You're
going to
pull a muscle.
You know? Yeah. And I love it. Right? And that's what makes me excited. To welcome to the show, Elisa Besa. Is that right?
Close enough.
Hi. Close enough. Boy.
I don't think that's right.
I've heard that from a lot of women in my life, so you're just another one to add to the list.
It sounded like three names you put together.
Right? How do you properly pronounce your name? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I lost you for a minute.
Oh, that's okay. How do you say your first name?
Elisa Besa.
Elisa Besa. Okay.
No, Elisa Besa. Yeah,
there's no. There's an S, not a T.
It's a T.
It's an S and then two T's and an A at the end.
Elisa Besa.
Elisa Besa.
Right, like Elizabeth in a different language.
All right.
It's Italian. George Clooney dated a girl named Elisa Besa.
There you go. Was it you?
Yeah. We like her already. Let's go.
Elisa Besa.
Elisa Besa. Well, here's the deal. I need the first three words that come to mind when I say to you, Jurassic Park.
Okay. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Dinosaur.
Okay, classic.
Mosquito.
Okay, great. That's a fun one.
And Newman.
Newman.
Yes.
In the first Jurassic Park, you remember Newman.
Wayne Knight.
Yes. Wayne Knight. Wayne Knight.
Yeah.
First plays guy the guy. That pops in my head.
That's right. Yeah. He steals the, whatever they are.
Right.
The DNA.
Yes.
The DNA. Of
he's
the
on
dinosaur.
A toilet.
Yep. And he puts it into the Barbasol can. And then remember, he's trying to get out. And it's raining. Yep. And he falls down the waterfall. And that crazy dinosaur comes and gets him. Okay,
yeah,
so we've got
them from the porta potty.
Right? Yeah,
that's right.
It's all going back.
It's all going back to
potty.
The theme of today's show, which has been farts and poops.
Yes.
Well, Elisa Besa, thank you for those three words. Stay right there. Don't hang up. Stay right there. We're going to see if we can accomplish this. Okay, it's your Friday freestyle. The three words are dinosaur, mosquito, and Newman. And Swanee put together what's called dinosaur steps. Oh, okay. Here we go, Elisa Besa. See if we can do it.
All right.
Yo, her name is Elisa Besa. I bet you're wishing I could do this better, but I can't. But please don't get sore this week. And there's a movie all about dinosaurs.
Whoa.
Jeff Goldblum, he's the dude that's in it. Sam Neill, Chris Pratt, Bryce Howard, Dallas, whatever is in it also. Just so we know, it's all based about this really dumb mosquito. Got stuck in some syrupy stuff on a tree. That's me. Did you know that this is three? The last word comes from our friends at Seinfeld. It's Newman. He went on that waterfall and down he fell. That kind of worked. It's not really my best, but we did it. We're here. Just lob it off with the rest. Hey!
Hey!
Elisa Besa.
Awesome. That was perfect.
Oh, thank you. Holy crap.
Man, I saw you sweat on that one.
Start sweating a little bit.
Next week, you got to do poops, farts, and something else.
Yeah.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
Free beer returns this summer to SeaWorld Orlando.
Whoa.
Yes, SeaWorld Orlando is offering free beer to guests during the summer. Complimentary domestic and seasonal beers will be available for guests 21 years of age or older starting August 4th from 10:30 a.m. to 1 hour before the park closes. I never knew about this in the first place.
No.
Did anybody?
No, is there a limit?
My brother has an annual pass there because he lives in Orlando and that's the only park he has a pass for.
Well,
this is like the greatest news I've ever heard.
Totally.
On the way home, he can just cruise in, grab a beer, and go home.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Yeah,
it's
SeaWorld's my favorite bar.
Right. Let him know. Beer, a happy hour at SeaWorld.
Right?
Wow.
Well,
is there a limit?
All day. 10:30 a.m. to all day. Okay. That's a wonderful happy hour.
And no limit, doesn't say?
It doesn't say Let about limits, but it does.
Just keep going back? What?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. There is a limit. Guests can visit Waterway Grill Bar and receive one free 7-ounce beer per visit. Sorry. Fine print. Whatever. Thanks for ruining my dream, Chris.
I love how we were all free beer, and then you just drive. I was like, 7 ounces is crap.
I know.
It's free. What am I talking about?
Free is free.
Talking about drinks. This is actually a drink-themed flash briefing. If you... Exactly. Nick Cannon and Ryan Reynolds are celebrating Father's Day with the vasectomy cocktail. There's a new ad out on how to make this cocktail, the father's. Nick Cannon actually has a lot of children. Yeah. He fathered seven kids, including three in just 2021.
Doesn't he have more on the way?
He's got a couple more.
Oh, yeah. He's going to. Okay.
So the vasectomy thing is either not for him or...
I think it's just a joke since he has so many kids.
Got it.
The drink is made with Ryan Reynolds in the video, and they're using aviation gin, a couple different ingredients in there, tonic, dash of lemon, aviation gin, and cranberry juice. I don't know why they call it the vasectomy drink.
It's fun, and he is supposedly expecting his 9th child in October.
Wow. Yeah, that's a lot of kids.
We wanted to play audio from it, but we couldn't use just a snippet.
Oh, God.
Okay, I got what I just thought of.
Yeah.
I think that some people say Nick should quit firing his cannon.
Oh!
Wait. Yeah, whoa, boy, we weren't ready. I wasn't ready for that hotness.
It took a while to get there, but I liked it.
Yeah,
thank you.
And last but not least, we have a Target tip that you do not want to miss. What?
In your face,
Wait, anybody
world?
Know that? So when you get a Starbucks drink at Target, you know how they have the little kiosk in there? You go buy your drink. Apparently, while you shop, you can get a refill on coffee and tea. I've never heard of this. She's a TikToker. She gives you Target like tips and trends and whatever. And this is one that I've never heard of. I don't know if it's true. I mean, it's got to be true. Well, it's on the internet, so I don't know if
it's
true.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Man, this is nuts.
We already talked about the clearance thing happening.
Right.
How they're like blowing out inventory.
Yeah. That is true. That's been big news.
My buddy just accidentally stole a pool from Target.
What? Accidentally?
You got the plastic pool. They're thin. He threw in the cart, got in the car, got home, realized there were two stuck together.
Oh, okay.
And he was like, what do I do? Do I bring this back? And he was like, you know what? I've given Target enough. I'm keeping it.
Totally.
I'm very shocked the thing didn't go off.
I know.
Yeah.
The weight thing.
I'm going to try this iced tea thing.
Wow.
Yeah, so I don't know. If you're going to Target today, test this out. You get yourself, it has to be iced, it said. Mm-hmm. So like an iced tea or an iced coffee, and apparently you can get free refills while you're shopping.
And remember, if they get mad at you, say it was Violetta.
Say it was this lady on TikTok, and it's on the internet, so it's got to be true.
That's right.
Yes.
That is nutty.
Yeah, that's your flash briefing.
All right, thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago, and we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.